You're listening to the I Don't Know, Let's Ask My Mom podcast. I'm your coach, Karen, and this is episode 62, Finding Out Who You Aren't. Hello, guys. Welcome back to the I Don't Know, Let's Ask My Mom podcast. On today's episode, I sat down with my mom and we kind of talked about mistakes. We really get into the depth of why mistakes are not a problem and why making mistakes actually shows you so many great things about yourself. So I'm really excited for you guys to listen. We also recently have been asking people on Instagram to give us a circumstance in their lives that they're struggling with or ask us a question that they need help answering. And we'll have Karen kind of give some insight on it at the beginning of our episode. So we're going to go straight into that and then we'll be talking about mistakes. A while back, we posted on our story if anybody had any circumstances that they would like me to like chime in on or maybe give some tips on. So we wanted to start out answering a couple of those. We pulled out a couple. One was, how do I recover from workplace trauma and move on? And obviously, I don't know all the details. And so, you know, this is going to be very basic, but hopefully helpful. Is the best way to move on, number one, if it is trauma, then hopefully you were able to talk that out with someone, right? Really talk about your feelings and everything that came up when this happened. But moving on is going to require you to look at it, recognize, what do I now know? What boundaries do I need now? If this happened again, how would I handle it? What do I want my experience to be here? And cover all that, and then you'll be able to move on. Not moving on is letting your survival brain just keep repeating how terrible it was and scare you that it could happen again. So show yourself what you're going to do. What boundaries are you going to do? What do you now know, right? Like, you have to show yourself that. Otherwise, your survival brain will just take over.
I love that. And with that, I wanted to chime in on a few episodes that I feel like would help with this.
Oh, yeah.
Since we have a few episodes that I think that could help this listener go back and like listen. So Boundaries at Work, that episode with Grace Albinson could really help for future work experiences. I think Sabotaging New Experiences could also be a really helpful one. Also moving forward with it. And then Let It Go could be a great one. Romanticizing the Past could be a great one. Those are episodes that could help her rethink about the experience.
Love
it. So I wanted to add that in there.
Thank you. Thank you for like knowing our episodes. Da, 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 da.
Okay.
Darling girl. Okay. The other one that I wanted to kind of address is kind of a little bit similar, but how do I stop overthinking in my life so I can start to be happy? So good.
So good.
I love it. This is my vibe.
Okay. Overthinking so is...
You notice...
We love yes, to talk about it.
We all do it. And everybody's survival brain wants to do it because it's thinking, if I can just keep thinking about this, I'll be safe. How I recommend maybe to stop this pattern is to write down the thoughts that your brain is overthinking. Write them down. Okay? And then start investigating it, the truth of them. Start questioning these thoughts. Start asking, and I like to even ask myself the opposite of the thought, okay? So let's say you're overthinking an interaction you had with someone, and could I have possibly have offended them? Do they think I'm an idiot? So your brain is just like replaying it and going, I think you might be an idiot. You know what I'm saying? Like, the best way to stop the overthinking is to be, what evidence do I have that I didn't offend them? How can I test this assumption, right? Like, you just have to go in and start questioning the original thoughts, right? And then, and I love how this person said, how do I stop overthinking in my life so I can start to be happy? That, when you say that, I know that you need to get present. You need to realize that happiness is right here. It's right there. Like, it is right here for you at any time. You just have to get out of your survival brain. So learn how to get present by like
being able to go to your body for a few seconds to shut down your survival brain for a minute and just recognize what right now can help me feel happy. Like, what can I love about this moment? Right.
Love it. Adding into that, episodes also that I think could help, making decisions is a good one for indecisiveness, which I feel like that kind of has to do with that question.
Yeah, because we overthink. Maybe we're overthinking a decision.
You're thinking too much. You can't get to a end goal. How to take control of your story. That's a great one. And then questioning your thoughts, because you were literally just talking about how you literally have to go in, question the thought that you're having. So those are all good episodes.
When I see that I'm overthinking, I'm like, oh my gosh. I just, like, sometimes it takes me a while to even realize I'm doing it. And then, oh my gosh, there's my survival brain overthinking, and I know it's not going to give me answers. So I've got to change this up. I have to ask questions. I'm going to start investigating. I'm going to write down my thoughts. My survival brain, that's how we get it. That's how we fight it, is we go to the thoughts and we start investigating instead of just repeat them. Okay, so something that's been kind of coming up a lot in my coaching is moving on from our mistakes. And so I just thought we could talk a little bit more about mistakes. Annika gave me permission to, like, do whatever I want today.
You have full control.
So it's been coming up a lot where I just feel like people are struggling with, like, moving on from a mistake. And sometimes I do too, right? But I just thought it'd be fun to talk about today. Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's just, it just feels so helpful to beat the crap out of ourselves and not let it go. Really? We all logically know that we're not perfect. We all understand that we're all humans and that mistakes is part of life. No one lived a life without a mistake. Okay? We all know this. And I would even say that we all know that mistakes help us.
Yeah.
Okay? The only thing that doesn't agree is your survival brain.
Totally.
That's the only thing that's holding us back from just letting our mistakes go and move on is our own survival brain.
Right. They just can't get on board. It cannot get on board.
Yeah. It's just like that dang tumor that we all have that just can't accept that we're supposed to.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this, it's the same part of our brain that thinks that things should be fair and that life should be easy and we should feel good emotions all the time. Right? It just argues reality. Yeah. Our survival brain just likes to argue reality. And there's just so much joy when you can just accept things how they are. Yeah. You know, that I'm going to make mistakes. So anyway, I just wanted to point out the only one that's not on board and doesn't understand that is our survival brain. Our higher brain totally understands we're going to make mistakes. That's no big deal. That's how we learn. Like, when I get the question wrong on the test, now I know that that's wrong. And now if I can go into life knowing that the truth, because I got that question wrong. So it's very helpful to make mistakes. So how do we outsmart our survival brain when it comes to mistakes? And one thing one quote I heard that I think really helps me is, like, making mistakes helps us find out who we aren't.
I really like that.
I love that. It's like with the idea of, like, we're living our lives just figuring out who we are, right? And when I make a mistake, I get to realize, oh, that's not who I am. I don't like that. So this really popped out for me a few years ago. My son was in high school, and he went to a school where they have to put their phones in a little pouch that has, like, a lock. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows when you go to the school, you're going to have to do that. Except for my son with his survival brain. Okay. So he goes, and everybody, all these students know how to unlock their pouch.
Right.
So when they know that they have a cool teacher that doesn't really care or sly, they take it out. And everyone knows how to do it. Right. And how to, like, put, like, a phone that doesn't work in the pouch. So when they come to check, there's a phone in the pouch. Like, no one gets caught. But my son is, like, honest.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't get away with that kind of stuff very easily. Yeah. He's not sly. Is that the word?
Yeah, that's the word.
He's not very totally. Sly. Yeah. Like, you could totally tell when he's lying. He's like, oh,
he's just too good. He's too good for all of us.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That is what it is. He's just too good of a person. Anyway, so he gets caught. The teacher said, is your phone in your pouch? And he goes, yeah. And then they look and it's not. And he's like, no, I don't have my phone. And anyway, they take him to the principal's office and they're like, yeah, you do. They call me and they're like, yeah, your son had his phone out and blah, blah, blah. So they take his phone and I have to go get it from the office. It's this big drama thing. And we're in the car and they, you know, they told me the whole thing. And I'm like, so what was the deal? And he's like, and he's complaining about the dumb school and the dumb rules and the dumb lady, you know, and just like so upset. And I remember just saying, like, what's really bothering you? Because, like, you knew the school has this rule. What's really bothering you about this? And it was just actually so awesome. He goes, you know, what's bothering me is I just don't want to be the person who just can lie to someone's face. And I just was like, we're done. We're done here.
Yeah, figured it out. We're good to go.
Like, what a beautiful mistake to make to discover that about yourself.
I really love that. Because it goes back to the quote that you shared right in the beginning of this episode. And it's just like, recognize, what did you learn? That's literally all it is. What did I learn? Who am I? Who am I not? And he learned. I'm not, I don't want to be the kind of person that lies. I think there's like a piece to that. There's a piece to being like, okay, at least I figured something out. At least I know now.
Yes.
I don't want to do
that. Yes. Yes. Right. And so being able to move on from a mistake, you're going to have to, like, again, you're going to have to go to your higher brain and be like, what did I learn? What do I now know about myself? What do I now know about the other person? What do I now know about, like, oh, when I get nervous, I tend to just people please or whatever, you know, like I now know that I kind of do this in this circumstance and I don't want to do that. So good. I'm glad this happened because now I know how to not do that.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
So, and I thought, okay, here's another little hack that I think would be good that I was listening to a podcast with this astronaut. And in this podcast, he's like, me and my colleagues have this 30-second rule. I just loved it. So, you know, I'm not a fan of like beating myself up. You know what I mean? Like I try to help people like have grace with themselves and to forgive themselves and blah, blah, blah. But I really think this is kind of awesome. It's like he's like, we have a 30-second rule. When we make a mistake for 30 seconds, we can beat the crap out of ourselves. He's like, we're allowed to do that for 30 seconds. Get it out. Get out the emotions, right? From like when you just discovered you made a big mistake or you made a mistake. It's like, beat yourself up, 30 seconds. I'm done. Now I'm moving on. What did I learn? How am I going to use this going forward? He's like, because we all know that if we stay there, the whole crew is going to suffer.
It's over.
Because now I'm stuck and we can't move on because we're a crew. And so we can't move on until we're already. Like that's the thing is like, we think that we can change the past by continuing to like ruminate about it and like beat ourselves up about it. Like, and I think what our survival brain is doing is like, if I beat the crap out of you, then you'll be safe and not do this again. But it just doesn't work because what happens is we don't go live.
Totally.
Like, it's like, I'm going to beat you up so that you'll never forget this mistake. It's like, I cannot forget it without beating myself up. I can just go, what do I now know?
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. And how can I use it? What's the next best thing I can do moving forward? But staying here, I'm just going to get stuck. And for this astronaut, he's thinking, I'm going to get everybody else stuck with me. So like, it's not fair to them. Think of it as, you know, like he's in a team. Like, I don't want to let them down. Think of yourself as a team with yourself, right? Like, you know, Annika, you've talked so much about like being your own best friend. I'm not going to let us down. I'm going to give myself 30 seconds to like freak out about this and then we're moving on.
Well, it totally makes sense to my brain because I think of it in the same way you always hear that where it's like you want to go complain to someone and they just start giving you advice or they start trying to fix it for you. And it's like, no, I just needed to get it all off and complain about it and just get it all off my chest. And in this case, it's kind of like, you're allowing yourself to get it out, get it off your chest by like just really beating yourself up because I think it's just such a natural thing we do. It's such a natural response to like us making a mistake. So to kind of just like force yourself to not do it is hard. And then you're like suppressing it if it's already up, if it's already like filled up. So I really like this idea because it's like you're literally letting it all out, and then you can actually sit and find a solution, or like just tell yourself, okay, I made a mistake. Let's move on. But it's really hard to do that when you're like in the middle of the emotions and you're in the middle of like beating yourself up.
And that it's so true. Yeah. It's so hard. But what I like about his example is like other people are depending on me. So like that makes it easier for me to follow the rule. We have a 30-second rule and I have to follow that. And they're going to make sure I do. Right? Like, hey, you have 30 seconds, go, and then we're moving on. So it's like, how can we access that idea with ourselves when we don't have this other team of astronauts with us, right? Like, that's where you have to, like, see yourself as, like, your inner, maybe it's your inner child, your younger self. Like, all right, like, I'm not going to let her down by ruminating about this. We got to move on. Or maybe it's about your future self and, like, what you want in your life. It's like, I'm not going to let her down. She wouldn't have, like, I always am having my clients go to the future and be like, what do you want your life to look like? You know, and then go back and let that person in the future who's accomplished what you're trying to accomplish, make your decisions. So it's like if she got there and she's living the life you want, then she probably didn't ruminate about this too long. She obviously moved on. Mm-hmm. So that's another way. It's like, I don't want to let down my future self by staying here. And like, for me, it's a little easier. And like what I want our listeners to know is if you stay there for longer, then your brain starts proving those thoughts true. And then you get yourself in a bigger hole. That's why I love this 30-second thing. It's like, I'm going to get off my chest. I'm going to acknowledge my emotions. I'm really upset at myself. But if I stay here too long, and Annika, you've given the analogy of like the tracks in the snow on your brain. And if you keep thinking that, it starts to become a belief. I mean, like if you stayed there very long, that astronaut could actually just quit. I'm done. I'm not a good astronaut because I sat here and beat myself up for too long that I'm actually believing these thoughts.
It's dangerous. That's very dangerous.
And so it's like, like staying too long in your survival brain is just going to give you more problems.
Yeah. There's no solution. And we've talked about that before. There's no like solution up there. So it's like you really in the moment, it's so hard because you're feeling all those feelings that your survival brain's giving you, but you literally have to stop yourself and you have to be like, what am I doing? Where's the good in there? Okay, let me find the person that actually has their head screwed on right in there and let them take charge.
Yeah. So after those 30 seconds, you just...
I like that.
Have to start going, okay, what do I know now? How is this going to benefit me to know this now? How is this mistake going to benefit me?
I really like that. And I like how you said, I always like to look at my past self, like look at my inner child and things like that. That always wakes me up, honestly. And it's like, would I be sitting here yelling at her about her mistake for days? No, like I wouldn't. And it's like, that is what you're doing. You're yelling at yourself. And it's like, you already feel bad enough. Like that feeling, I can just like already feel it just thinking about it. That feeling of like, I messed up. I regret that so bad. Is punishment enough? So don't take it so far to the point where you're telling yourself to like give up on something. Or, you know, your survival brain goes 100 miles an hour. And it goes to like worst case. And it goes to like making it sound the worst in your head. So it's probably making it sound even worse than it really was, you know?
Yeah. So and I love what you said about like just making it worse, you know. And in regards to like, you know, let's move to the next idea is like, what about people who make a mistake in our lives? Other people, like our children or our spouse. And it's like the astronaut, he probably clicked the wrong button. Okay, let's just pretend that was his mistake. Mm-hmm. And how did he know it was a mistake? Because he probably had a consequence and some alarm went off, right?
Yeah.
Or like in the simulator, they crashed. And he's like, uh-oh, that was a mistake. That was the wrong button to push. So whenever we make a mistake, how do we know it's a mistake? Because we got a result we didn't like, right? So I kind of like when it comes to people in your life making a mistake, like again, your kids, your spouse, your, you know, whoever, coworker. I really just kind of think that, like, the consequence of the mistake will teach them more than your shame will. And again, like, say you can apply that to yourself. Adding shame on top of the consequence you just saw. Like my son, your phone is now taken away for probably the rest of the day. That probably taught you more than me beating you up about it. Right? Like, I'm just making it. He can't learn if I'm shaming him.
Yeah. Well, and that doesn't build. So that doesn't kind build of a relationship. Recognize. That doesn't, you know, I mean, that doesn't help, I think, at all. Unless there's, like, a lesson that needs to be learned and you're a parent, you know? But I think in this, especially in this situation,
I was so satisfied when he said that. I was like, okay,
my work here is done. Perfect
example. Yeah, like, I didn't even have to do it. He, you know, it was just like, I love that. Like, making mistakes is how we find out who we aren't. And I could give 500 examples of ways that I have found out who I am not. And I treasure that information. I treasure it. And I would never go back and undo any of my mistakes because, like, I have a better sense of who I am because of those. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you'd like to connect with us on social media, my Instagram is KarenEdwards.coaching and the podcast Instagram is IDK, Let's Ask My Mom. Please leave us a review and share our podcast with family and friends that you think would be interested. Have a great day.